It is the last day at the State Department for Hillary Clinton. Clinton formally resigned as the nation's 67th Secretary of State and said goodbye to her colleagues in a heartfelt farewell.
I will wonder what you all are doing, because I know that because of your efforts day after day, we are making a real difference.
Her resignation will be effective on the swearing in of her successor, John Kerry, who will take the oath later today.
Joining us now live to talk about Clinton's legacy, Anne Gearin, diplomatic correspondent for The Washington Post. Anne, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Hillary Clinton, by all accounts, was a very active Secretary of State, extraordinarily hands-on. What kind of a legacy is she leaving behind there?
It's a mixed record. She's extraordinarily well regarded around the world and within the State Department. She does have a number of accomplishments to her name, but none that are really major on the scale of a large peace treaty or a major opening to an old enemy like the Soviet Union or another large country like China. She definitely did oversee a diplomatic opening to Burma, which is among the accomplishments and one that was a bit of a surprise to them. But I think her main legacy will be as an energetic, well-traveled, and well-regarded Secretary of State, and as an improbable close partner of President Obama's after their 2008 bitter primary fight, and when Obama made the surprising choice of her as Secretary of State in 2008, people didn't really think it might work out, and it did.
You called it a mixed legacy, and of course she got heat at the very end of her term over what happened with the attack in Benghazi. Is that the only black mark on her record, or are there other things that people kind of look a little askew at?
That's the first one that comes to mind, and it's the one that she identified herself as a lasting regret. There's also the unfinished business with Iran and the ongoing unfolding civil war in Syria, both of which were problems she tried to address and wasn't able to really make much headway. She did hold together a diplomatic coalition on the Iran question, which was difficult to do, and she deserves some credit for it. But that coalition really hasn't made headway. They did pass the toughest sanctions on Iran aimed at its nuclear program that had ever been passed, but Iran is still pursuing a nuclear program that the West fears is aimed at a nuclear bomb.
And was it just because of the complications of these big world problems, or was there anything else that minimized her opportunity for great accomplishments?
Well, there's certainly the issue of timing, right? There wasn't any major thing that came her way that she could fix. She certainly tried on the problems I listed before, and I probably should have included there as unfinished business the question of Mideast peace. U.S. did not try to drive for some kind of a grand bargain or big Mideast peace deal in the first term, and questions open whether it will in the second. That would have been something that she certainly could have laid great claim to, and some people were hoping at the start that she might, given her husband's legacy and some various other things that made it seem at it for a time like the timing might be ripe. But there's a couple of other factors, and one being the change in the nature of national security policymaking in Washington. At the time of a Henry Kissinger, it was a lot more diffuse, and the State Department could control a lot more things. Certainly, somebody like George Shultz had a bigger mantle and a larger portfolio, some greater abilities to make independent decisions than secretaries of state who followed him. A lot of that decision making has been centralized at the White House, and a lot within what Washington calls the interagency. I mean, there's a lot of group decisions now.
And we have 30 seconds. I want to ask you this. I know you don't cover presidential politics per se, but of course, for the next several years, there's going to be talk about whether Hillary Clinton runs for president. Instead of speculating whether she will, as Secretary of State, did she do enough for herself to vault her into the exalted status of being the front runner if she chooses to do that?
Well, she walked into the job as a potential front runner, and she walks out of it better prepared, better equipped. Certainly, she's got the goodwill of the president, the current president. She's got the goodwill of the Democratic Party, and she's got a lot of goodwill around the world. None of those things necessarily adds up to front runner status, but it's probably hers for the taking if she wants it.
All right, Ann, thanks a million. That's Ann Guerin, diplomatic correspondent for The Washington Post.